Thank you, Isabel. First of all, I would also like to thank OACHR for hosting today's event. And as a penholder of the resolution on new and emerging digital technologies and human rights, I'm more than happy to contribute our perspectives to this expert consultation. So I will also begin by just commenting some of the guiding questions you just mentioned and also share our Koreans' practices and discussions. So the UN guiding principles on business and human rights is a landmark achievement of the UN human rights mechanism. So to fully realize the goals of these principles, it is crucial that the corporate responsibilities to respect human rights and the state duty to protect human rights operate in a complementary manner. With the advent of digital technologies, the role of businesses in providing public and private services is expanding rapidly. So therefore, states must identify the most effective smart mix of measures to ensure the business uphold their human rights responsibilities. So to answer to the some of the guiding questions, first, we can think about several ways to apply the state duties to protect human rights to the governance of AI. Some of the examples are aligning regulatory frameworks with international human rights law. This could include developing comprehensive legislations and policies to address AI-related human rights risks. And also, there could be a risk assessment and mitigation process to identify and mitigate potential human rights impacts across different AI use cases. Also, ensuring effective remedies and promoting transparencies could be something that we could apply. A smart mix of measures in the context of digital technologies could be thought as a balanced approach, combining mandatory and voluntary national and international measures to ensure responsible development and use of these technologies. So, for instance, in terms of regulatory frameworks, a combination of hard law and soft law can help to provide both accountability and flexibility. Also, efforts for policy coherence to ensure consistency across different policy areas and actors throughout the AI value chain could be another example. So this smart mix of measures is a various mix of approaches that could address the unique challenges posed by AI technologies while promoting innovations and protecting human rights and ensuring accountabilities across the entire ecosystem. So for Korea, in order to implement the UN guiding principles, we included a chapter on business and human rights in its third action plan for the promotion and protection of human rights back in 2018. And under the leadership of the Minister of Justice, Korea also published the guidebook for business and human rights and mandated human rights management evaluation for public institutions. We believe it is particularly important for businesses in the digital technology sector, including AI, to provide services in a non-discriminatory manner, ensuring access for everyone. So in this digital age where information and services are provided through technology, equitable access to such services is critical for the enjoyment of all human rights. So in this regard, Korea revised its national standards to improve accessibility for persons with disabilities using kiosks and introduced the bill on digital inclusion. This bill is currently under review in the National Assembly and is expected to pass soon. In addition, Korea has been actively discussing the AI Act in the National Assembly as well, as Isabel mentioned. This is also expected to be adopted in a very soon time. This bill introduces a high-impact AI service providers to notify users of potential risks in advance and mandates businesses that are offering services using high-impact AI or generative AI to clearly disclose the use of AI, such as using watermarks. However, beyond such obligations, we also believe providing incentives for the compliance through public procurements and certification systems are also crucial. For instance, the Act on Government Procurement integrates human rights values into the whole procurement procedures. Similarly, the aforementioned Bill of Digital Inclusion introduces an accessibility certification system and mandates that the government prioritize purchasing those certified products. So Korea is also actively engaging in the international discussions on new technologies and human rights as well, including the corporate responsibilities for safety. As I mentioned, along with the core group, Korea has been leading resolutions on the new and emerging digital technologies and human rights at the Human Rights Council. And we hosted the AI Seoul Summit and adopted the Seoul Declaration, which reflects the core human rights values such as safety and inclusivity. And particularly in the fields of business and human rights, our mission is currently collaborating with the Seoul National University AI Policy Initiative, in short SAPI, and the Universal Rights Group to develop a practical guidance and manual for technology companies to protect and promote all human rights throughout the life cycle of technology. Actually, this report launch event is scheduled for December 5th, next Thursday. So I would like to take this opportunity to encourage your active participation there as well. Thank you.